you searching for happiness, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go.
The show,
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 this the way to go.
The show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go. Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.
The book of Hebrews is a wonderful book if you ever take your time to read it. Because the book of Hebrews is about better things. But when you get to Hebrews chapter number 11, it's very important for young people to remember that oftentimes people refer to Hebrews chapter 11 as the hall of faith. What do people refer to? When it comes to Hebrews chapter 11, they refer to it as the hall of faith. When you read that entire chapter, and that is a chapter you should read and study, you will learn that it is a brief report of various people that chose to walk by faith. And so as a result, the Lord saw fit to make sure that there was an entire chapter dedicated to people that used their faith properly, and we get to see some of the results. That's Hebrews chapter number 11. Now, when someone uses their faith, it says about that particular person that, simply put, they heard the word, and then they put the word into action. The Bible teaches us in Romans 10:17 that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So these are people that strived to do like what we're doing, to hear the word, live by it, and then God would manifest certain promises. That's basically what faith is. When you hear the word and put it into action. Now, in Hebrews 11 and 1, it breaks down further what faith is by saying it is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So I hear the word, and based upon the message from the word that I heard, is something that I'm going to hope for. It's something that I'm going to believe God to do in my life. And I'm hoping for it. And the evidence that I have that what I'm hoping for is going to come to pass is what's in God's word. The substance of things, help me, hope for, the evidence of things not seen. I can't see what I'm hoping for, but I got evidence when I consider God's word. And so again, Hebrews 11, young folk, it's just powerful. Because again, these people chose to use or activate their faith. Sadly, there are many people, even young people, that do not use their faith. They don't use it. They hear the word every week, but they do not apply what they hear. That's not these folks in Hebrews 11. These folk use their faith. They heard the word, and then they what? Put it into action. But how many know we always have a choice? There are some people in Scripture and some in our day and time. They hear the word, but they just won't apply it. And that's the issue that we have. Because you have a lot of people like, what are you doing? You're wasting your time. You're deceiving yourself. If you are a hearer only of the word, the Bible says that that person is deceiving themselves. And that's so sad. Help me and tell someone that's so sad. And so as I meditated upon the word and through prayer, I just questioned God, well, why do some people not use their faith? Why do some young folk come to church but don't apply what they hear? And so I began to search the scriptures. Are y'all still with me? And I find a number of reasons, but just want to deal with a couple on this morning that the Spirit of God told me to deal with, because we probably have some here that need some help. And so let's look at some reasons why young people do not use their faith. Oh, Lord. Y'all ready? Now, y'all know me. I'm just going to tell it like it is. And it's probably going to hit all of us sooner or later, right? Okay. Let's start in 1 Kings 21. And again, we're going to look at why some young people do not use or walk by faith. Let's go to 1 Kings 21. And notice, if you will, verse 25 and 26. This is another chapter you should read. But we're going to look at two verses. And it's talking about a man by the name of Ahab. And we're going to learn from him on why some people do not use their faith. It says in verse 25 of 1 Kings 21. But there was no one like Ahab who sold himself to do wickedness in the sight of the Lord. Ahab was a mess. Why did he sell out to do wickedness? Because Jezebel, his wife, what did she do? Stirred him up. Verse 26. And he behaved very abominably in following idols, according to all that the Amorites had done, whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. Some young people do not walk by faith because they choose to follow idols instead of following faith. Just like Ahab. Ahab had a choice. He could have followed the Lord, but he allowed Jezebel, his wife, to stir him up to do wickedness and to follow after idols that he saw other people following. Listen, young people, God has ordained for us to follow faith. Tell somebody, say, God wants his people to follow faith. That's right. He wants us to follow faith, especially the faith that we see in those who speak the word to us. God has ordained for us to imitate his shepherds as long as they imitate Christ. When you look in scripture, Paul told Timothy, look, you have carefully followed me, my doctrine, my purpose. And then he says, my faith. Young folk, God never ordained for us to follow idols. God never ordained for us to find people on social media and pattern our life after. God never ordained for us to look at rappers and celebrities and pattern our life after. Because those are the modern day idols. God never designed for us to put an iPhone before the Lord. These are modern day idols. A thing or a person that is higher than God. That's an idol. And whenever a person follows an idol more so than God, that person is an idol worshiper. And I've been guilty years ago. Have you ever been guilty of idol worship? Yeah, God say one thing, but you follow the idols of the land. You do what your peers do instead of what God tells you to do. Oh, Lord, look at somebody say that's dangerous. Yeah. Hebrews 13, I'm going to have it right here. I want you to read along with me. Hebrews 13 and 7 says, remember those who rule, help me, over you, who have spoken the word of God, help me, to you. Whose faith, help me, whose faith what? Considering the outcome of their conduct. God has ordained for us to follow his prophets, those who speak the word to us. They're not the only ones speaking to you. You got these rappers out here speaking to you, but you're not supposed to follow them. Celebrities, Kardashians, and all them out here speaking to you, but you're not supposed to follow them. You have to be careful because who you follow, you're going to think like, talk like, and you're going to act like. You can look at my life and you can tell who I follow. When you look at Simon Peter, when you look at Peter in scripture, he had been following Jesus for some years, young folk. And when it came time for Jesus to be offered up and crucified, when he got out in public, there was this one woman, she pulled Simon Peter to the side and said, aren't you one of his disciples? You talk just like him. See, you're going to talk like who you follow. You're going to act like who you follow. And so you and I, we have to constantly look at myself and say, am I following faith or am I following idols of the day? You have to be careful who you follow and allow to influence you. You got to be careful. You got so many young women, they follow the Kardashians, but fail to realize that these are practicing witches. You know, they practice witchcraft. They practice witchcraft, but folk will follow them. They will follow them, dress like them, act like them, idolize them. But the Bible teaches us, keep yourself from idols. Do you know most celebrities, maybe not all, but most of them do what Ahab did? They sell themselves out to do wickedness so they can get fame and fortune. They sell themselves out to get fame and fortune? Didn't Satan himself come to Jesus and say, I give you everything if you just bow down and worship me? But Jesus said, no, you're going to worship the Lord your God only. Letting them know, look, I'm not no idol worshiper. And that's how we have to be, young folk. And this is not popular teaching, but it's right. It's right. We should serve the Lord our God and him only. So you have to be careful. You have to be careful. Let's go to Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10 and 35. So the first reason some young people don't walk by faith, instead of following faith, they follow who? They follow idols. Yeah. Hebrews 10, 35. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. Some young people do not walk by faith because they cast away their confidence. They throw it away. They don't look at faith as being valuable. So they leave it alone. Graduate from high school and just throw faith away. Graduate from college and say, I'm ready to live a little. Cast their faith away. Oh, I'm 18. I'm moving out now. Ready to move out, but not live for Jesus anymore. Cast their faith away. Don't you know there are some girls, they get with a certain boy and they forget they saved. They cast away their values for that boy. There are some young men, they just see that girl, she's just so fine, they forget how they were raised. And they just cast away their faith. Just like we see the young man that was in Scripture, went to his father, said, give me my inheritance, and just left the house, went to a far country, and wasted all of his possessions, the Bible says, with riotous or whorish living. Wasted it all away. Man, this is the wonderful thing about God. As long as you're still alive, what you throw away, you can go get back out the trash can. What you throw to the ground, as long as you still got life and breath in your body, God will give you and I the opportunity to get that thing right. That's one thing I love about the Lord. I thought y'all would be happy. How many know sometimes we do cast away our faith, but you got to go right back and get it. You got to repent and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that there was nothing else better than you out here. I'm coming back and I'm picking up where I left off. That's how you got to be, young folk. And that's what that young man did in Scripture. The Bible says he came to himself. He realized that he made a mistake. He messed up. He said, why should I sit here and eat what these pigs are eating when I can go back to my father's house and I can have much better? And how many know we serve a God that wants to give us much better? But you got to choose. If you ever find yourself to where you done got out of the will of God and you still alive, repent. Repent quickly, the Bible says. Because the Bible teaches that tomorrow is promised to no one. The Bible teaches that the Son of Man will return at an hour that no one knows. Wouldn't it be so unfortunate to get caught lacking? Wouldn't it be so unfortunate to get caught slipping while you're out playing in sin? Wouldn't it be unfortunate to die in sin, been in church half of your life, but then lift up your eyes in hell? It would be unfortunate. It would be unfortunate. That's why our faith has great reward, young folk. I can't let what I believe go for nobody. I can't let it go for my wife. I can't let it go for my children. I can't let it go for you. And I sure enough can't let it go for myself. I got to hold on. How many young folk in here, you feel temptation pulling on you, but you still holding on? That's how you got to be. You got to hold on because your faith and your confidence, it has great reward. God is not a God that he is mocked. Whatever we sow, y'all ought to help me. We're going to reap. But you got to hold on to your faith or your confidence. So some young people, they follow idols instead of faith. Y'all ought to help me. Some cast away their what? Their confidence or their faith. Let's go to James. James 2. Oh, Lord. 26 Again, why some young people don't walk by faith? I could have put crazy, but I wasn't led. Got to hold on to my faith. I can't be crazy, right? Look what James said. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith, y'all read it with me, without works is dead also. Their faith is dead. That's why some young folk don't live by faith. They got dead faith. Dead faith. They just refuse to put in that work. They refuse to do what God has instructed them to do. And anytime we find ourselves in a position like that, faith is dead. If you don't do what God has taught you and I to do, then our faith is, help me, dead, unfruitful. You come to church, but you're not being productive. Dead faith. You know how to praise God, but you won't do it. Dead. You know how to give and have money to give, but won't do it. Dead. Y'all ought to help me. Look at somebody and say, you don't want to be alive, but dead. That's right. And I believe all of us have room for improvement. And so three quick truths on why some young people don't walk by faith. They rather follow idols. Their faith is dead. Or they cast away their faith. Now, in our text of Hebrews 11 and 34, we see the results of people that use their faith. And this is what I want to talk about. Because you got young folk in here, you're determined. Look, I'm not perfect, but I'm using my faith. Are you in here? Yeah, you ain't dead. Now, you could do better, but you ain't dead. Where you at? Yeah, you in here. I'm in here. I ain't dead, but I know I can do better. There are higher heights and deeper depths in the Lord, right? And so today we're going to learn about some people that use their faith. And notice what the text says. Because they use their faith, young folk, they became valiant in battle. Valiant in battle. Now, before I deal with what becoming valiant means, let's talk about this battle and just go ahead and let the record show. Young folk got battles. What we used to go through in our 20s, young folk are going through right now in middle school. That's how advanced sin is. That's how advanced people have become. What we used to deal with when I was 21 and 23, young folk are dealing with at 11 and 12. You have battles. Some of you have battles within your family. Some of you have battles going on with other church folk. Some you have battles with your health, friends, and so forth. But we all have battles. Just because you are young, that does not eliminate you from the battlefield. And some of us, you've been battling with certain things for a while. And it's time for you to go ahead and win so you can go on to the next battle in your life. Young people battle. Stressed out about your health, you're battling. Worried if you're going to have a seizure or not. You don't need to be worrying. That ain't the will of God. That's a battle. Wondering what's going to be the next step in your life. Should you go left? Should you go right? And you stress yourself out. Man, you need to come on and win that battle. just various things that young people are going through that I don't have time to sit up here and try to figure out what you're dealing with. But let's just go ahead and get in agreement. Do you have battles in your life? And so it's important for us to use our faith so we can become valiant in the midst of what we're going through. Gotta become valiant. I gotta become transformed. See, when you and I, even though we are young, and many of you are younger than me, using your faith will transform you and your situation. That's how powerful faith is, young folk. When you choose to consistently be a faith walker, you can change your situation and you can change yourself. You can become transformed. I don't want to stay the same. I want to get better. I don't want to keep struggling. I want to manifest the victory. What about you? So I got to use my faith so I can be transformed. There are situations in my life I don't want them to stay like this. I know they're temporary because I can see them, but I want them to change for the better. So I have to use my faith. That's how powerful faith is. And you have the God kind of faith because you get the word every week. So you have the ability to change your life for the better, and you have the ability to change your situation for the better. You can become better. But he says, by faith, they became valiant. Y'all still with me? Valiant. Mighty, or a mighty fighter. They became someone that was forceful. Good God Almighty. Valiant. They became a mighty fighter and forceful. No longer a pushover. Becoming mighty. Or a mighty fighter. No longer are you like the average young person that's so brittle emotionally. I have just concluded that most young people, and I'm talking about all the way in their 20s and 30s, are so brittle emotionally. Somebody can say the most petty or small thing, and it just break them on down. They get depressed. They don't know how to deal with people that don't like them. They don't know how to deal with people that disagree with them. You got to become valiant. You got to understand in life, things don't always go according to plan. You can have a strategy. You can have a plan. But life will happen sometimes. And if you are not valiant, it can break you down. You keep it unsaved your money for 2 years and one incident happened and it wiped all your savings out. And then if you're not valiant, you'll be sitting there, why is this happening to me? Look, that's life. Stuff unexpectedly happens in life. But when you become a mighty fighter as a young person, you can deal with the hardships of life. And that's what some of us got to learn to deal with. You got to learn to deal with sometimes you don't get dealt the hand that you desire, but you got to work the hand that you are given. If it was up to you, you would have had daddy in your life, but daddy wasn't in your life. You got to work the hand that was dealt to you. Yeah, you wish something unfortunate didn't happen to you. It happened. That's life. You got to move on. But you can only move on if you're a mighty fighter. You can only move on if you are strong in the Lord. Why so many young people turn into weed to try to get their mind off their problems? Don't you understand that problems are a part of life? You're going to have multiple problems in life. But when you are valiant, you will not only deal with them problems, but by faith, you can overcome the world or your problems. Look at somebody say, we got to be valiant. I'm trying to raise some strong young folk up in here. I want you to be strong physically. I want you to be strong mentally. I want you to be strong or valiant spiritually. Man, I get tired of seeing weak young folks, especially weak young men. Man, we live in a day and time. You got some young men, they more soft like some young women than the men we used to grow up with. You got to break away from that. Man, we need some valiant young men. Am I talking right? Strong. Got some backbone. What Walker say, what Bishop say, not jelly back. Need some young folk that know how to stand up for themselves, whether you got one friend or 10 friends. You got to learn how to love you when don't nobody else love you. You got to learn how to tell yourself you look good when everybody else thinks you weird. You got to be able to look at your weird self and say, well, look, you just ain't got what I got. I'm not going to come down to your level. You need to come up to my level. I'm valiant. I'm strong. I'm mighty. You don't have to wear your hair like everybody else. You don't have to dress like everybody else. You can be a trendsetter, and feel good, as we used to say, about the skin that you in. Gotta be valiant. Are y'all with me? When you look in scripture, you see young folk, they were forceful. They weren't no pushover. They were mighty when it came to standing up for righteousness as well as for themselves. And that's what we're going to deal with. That's what the Lord dealt with me about this week, because there's some of you, you're battling different things in your life, but you're not being a soldier. Not the way you should. You're supposed to be stronger than what you are displaying. You get enough word. It's time for you to step your faith up and be more forceful, more valiant. God know what you're dealing with in your family, in your health, in your marriage. But you got to quit being wimpy. You know my word. Got to quit being a punk. Why don't you help me tell somebody, say, quit being. Or no, let's just say it like it, because we don't know if they all say, you shouldn't be a punk. That's it. So there's some necessities to become a valiant faith walker. Some things that are mandatory that got to happen for you to be valiant as a husband, valiant as a single young woman. Shouldn't no young man be able to manipulate you? No. You valiant. Shouldn't no young woman, brother, persuade you to do something that you don't want to do? Not when you valiant. So there's some mandatory traits. Mandatory. That's what a necessity is. Something that's a must. It's got to happen. Like you must wear deodorant. You must brush your teeth every day. Yeah. You must show respect to your elders. Well, when it comes to being valiant, there are necessities. There's a must. And I'm going to deal with three, and I'm going to lay it down on the ground. I just need you to come behind me and pick it up. Look at somebody say, when Pastor lay it down, you come pick it up. All right. Y'all ready? Let's go to 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel 17. Y'all got to see this. I'm finna show y'all some stuff. You got to see it in your own Bible or your own app. Wonderful that I got it up here, right? But you need to see it for yourself. 2 Samuel 17 and 10. Text reads, and even he who is, help me, valiant, whose heart is like the heart of a lion. A valiant person has the heart of a lion. A valiant person has the heart of a lion. Lion is a symbol of strength. Someone that's bold. Someone that's assertive. Someone that's not a wimp. Brother, if you see a young lady and you want to talk to her, have the heart of a lion. Don't get your friend to go talk to her. You go talk to her. Because your friend may like her and take her before you even get to talk to her. Have the heart of a lion. How you doing? My name is Craig. What's your name? My name is Felicia, Craig and Felicia. Don't that sound good together? Hey, I go to church. You talk, just be yourself. Ugh, I don't like you. All right, you're lost. Nice to meet you. You got the heart of a lion. Well, you know, they said in order for me to live there, I got to have a credit score of such and such. You better walk up in there with a heart of a lion. Look, I may not have what y'all require, but I'm still going to apply. Because the Bible says if I'm willing and obedient, I can eat the good of the land. You ain't going to be moved by what they're saying. Now, look, in order to get this, you got to have this credit score. You got to have this income. And I'll walk right up in there where it's at. Because I know God told me to come and get it. I had that happen to me a few weeks ago. Went to get a particular vehicle, and the man told me I couldn't have it. That's what he told me. He said, nope, not at that price. But I know God told me to go there. I went home. I said, Lord, now this is what I said to him. I said, Lord, you hear this cigarette breath smelling Philistine. That's what I told the Lord. You hear this cigarette breath smelling Philistine. Done told me I couldn't have what you told me I could have. What you want me to do? You want me to go to Alabama and get it? Because I see another one. You want me to go to Alabama and get it? You know what? No, go right back. But I want you to talk to the owner. I said, all right. All right. Took my wife with me. I said, you want to roll? I'm going back. She said, I'll roll with you. Let's go. Went down there, young folk, pulled into the parking lot, and guess who was standing right at the entrance? Man, y'all following me real good. The owner was standing right there. Y'all know me. I rolled the window down. I said, hey, how you doing? I need to talk to you. I came down here, made an offer. They said, no, this, that, and the third. But what can you do? He sat there, did his calculations and so forth, and said, look, I can do this right here. And it was better than the offer that the man told me I couldn't have it. And he said, look, this is the best I can do. I know it's better than what he said. And I said to him, I said, yeah, it's better. He said, what do you want to do? I said, I'll take it. I said, I'll take it. Went in there bold as a lion. But I hadn't always been that way. Look at somebody say, Pastor ain't always been that way. Oh, no. Used to be a wimp. Used to be a pushover. There was a time in our life, first lady in this story, too. But, man, we had some bills, young folk, and I just didn't have the money. I had the desire to pay it, but I just didn't have the money. And so the Lord told me to go talk to this particular person. Y'all still with me? So I went and talked to this person, and I went in there like this. I said, I'm not making this up. I said, I really didn't want to come and talk to you about this. But can you help me? I really need some money to take care of a bill. Before the person gave me an answer, they checked me real hard. They said, don't you ever do that again. I said, oh, Lord. I stood up then. I said, what you talking about? If God leads you to go talk to somebody, you don't go po-mouthing. You boldly go to that person because you're obeying God. Then the person told me, you remember in scripture when the prophet of God was sent by the Lord to talk to a widow woman? How do you think that the prophet of God probably felt? I said, probably a little, you know, real little. But he taught me something and said, look, it don't matter who God send you to. You boldly go. That's what the Bible say. Boldly go before the throne of grace. You go in there like a lion. My faith wasn't where it needed to be. Whatever you're dealing with in life, young folk, you have to be bold about it. If God gave you a business idea, but you ain't got nothing but $2, you stand on what God told. Well, I'm going to be a business owner. This is what God told me. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I know God told me I'm going to be a business owner. You have to be bold. You have to have some confidence in your God. Do you not know that Jesus is referred to as the Lion of Judah? Jesus is referred to as who? The Lion of Judah. Bold, a soldier, would stand on whatever God told him to do. Just like a lion. Oh, my God. When he was being accused, mocked, beaten, and finally executed, he was standing on it like a soldier. Just stood on it, didn't complain, didn't call on no angels to kill nobody. He just stood on what God told him to do. We got to be the same way. Oh, Lord, I feel like preaching. Look at somebody say, we got to be the same way. Aren't we Christ-like? So no matter what you go through, remember the Lion of Judah and have a heart of a lion. Have you been taught by Baker? Have you been taught by Walker to be a wimp? No. So you stand on whatever it is God has told you to stand on. You be the trendsetter God has told you to be. You be holy the way God has taught you to be. Look at somebody say, you got to stand on it. You got to be a soldier. Am I right about it? I heard somebody this week as I get ready to go to my next point. They were talking about young people in our day and time. They talk big talk but don't stand on what they're saying. Got these rappers talking about how hard they are, how much gang affiliate they are. But then time they go to jail getting their lawyer, please come get me out of here. Please, no, stand on it. If you're going to be gangster, you're going to be street, guess what come with that? Jail or death, stand on it. Go ahead and be bold with it. That's one thing you can admire about the LGBTQ plus community. They stand on being gay. They stand on being homosexual. They stand on it. They don't care. They promote it to children. They'll push it to young folk. They stand on it. And even though they know what the scriptures say about it, they stand on it. But you know what we got to do, young folk? You just got to be bold as a lion and just walk in whatever God has decreed about you. If he said bigger and better is here, it's for, stand on it. Y'all ain't happy. Look at somebody say, you got to stand on it. If he said he was going to heal your body, you better be bold as a lion and stand on it. It don't matter what the doctor has said, what report comes, you better stand on it. We got a brother that came up to me a week or so ago, said, Pastor Baker, I'm getting ready to celebrate a year of being seizure free. I said, that sounds like a faith walker right there. You just have to stand on it, regardless of what the doctors and family members say. Lord, you said by your stripes, I am here. I'm going to stand on it like a lion. That's how you have to be. You have to have the heart of a lion. Is it good? Let's go to 2 Samuel 24. Let's stay right here in 2 Samuel. God told you to pray, be bold. Look, I'm going to pray my way out of this. If he told you to give, man, I'm going to give my way out of this. You got to use your mouth, your mind, and your actions just like a lion. Just like a lion. Right? 2 Samuel 24 and 9. Then Joab gave the sum of the number of the people to the king. And there were in Israel, how many? 800,000 valiant men who what? Drew the sword. Valiant young people must draw the sword. Got to use your sword, young folk. If you are a valiant faith walker, you got to use your sword. Some of y'all are like, I ain't got no sword. That's the problem. You do have a sword. You know, the Bible says or describes itself as being a sword. God's word is the sword of the Spirit. Look at Ephesians 6:17. I got it right here, so you don't have to flip. It says, and take, help me, the helmet of and the sword of the, define it, which is the, you got to use your word. The weapons of our warfare, young people, are not carnal. God done gave us weapons. When you get to battling in life, draw your sword. Get the cutting. Get the slicing. Get the dicing. Use that word. When doubt tries to come your way, nope. The Bible says that I should not doubt in my heart, and when I pray, I can have whatever I want. You use the sword of the Spirit to cut that up. When depression tries to come your way, you got to pull a scripture out. Hey, Romans 8:28, it's going to work out together for my good. You got to use your sword. But too many young folk and grown folk, when they get to battling, they don't grab their sword. They grab that dumb stuff like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know which way to turn. You ain't going to win that battle. You got to be a valiant soldier and pull out that sword and use the word. Everything is going down but God's word. How many know God's word is just that powerful? Oh, God. Look at 2 Timothy 10. Let me read it. 3 and 4. Y'all read it with me. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 and 4. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. What you're dealing with, you can't deal with it like a natural person. Google is not going to help you win your battles. Staying locked in your room, windows down, not eating, that ain't going to help you. Crying about your, oh God, that ain't going to help you. That ain't going to help you. It never gets better. That ain't going to help you talking like that. For the weapons of our, help me, warfare, y'all fell off. For the weapons of our are not, but are in God for the of strongholds. You got to use that word. You got to use that sword, whether it's the written word or the revealed word. I can't tell you how many times I go back before the Lord. I say, well, Lord, you told Pastor such and such and such and such based upon your word. And Lord, you said, if I believe your prophets, I would prosper. Use that sword. You got to use that sword when you got pain in your body. Well, Lord, by your stripes, I am healed. Oh, God, you healed Bartimaeus. Lord, you healed the woman with the issue of blood. Lord, your words say you show no respect of person. You did it for them, you'll do it for me. I can leave the Bible. Lord, I got witnesses. You heal Elder White. You heal Sister Linda. You heal Elder Thomas. You are using your sword. You're valiant. But But how many young people, they'll turn to their favorite music? I just need some music to set the atmosphere. That's cool, but that ain't going to help you like the word. I'm just going to go and listen to this right now. That ain't going to get it. The word is where the power is at. Sometimes you just got to get in your car, cut the radio off, don't put your phone on auxiliary, and you got to preach to yourself. You got to have your own service sometime in the car. Turn the AC on and have church. Go ahead and open up in prayer, sing you a praise service, and find you a scripture and preach to yourself. Brother, sometimes you got to put the word on your wife. I said, sometimes you just got to put, baby, I love you, but the Bible say, I don't want to hear that right now. Well, the Bible says, sometimes you got to put the word on your child. But check this. Sometimes you got to put the word on yourself. She said on your parents. And you're right. Jesus did that. But I don't know how y'all house is. So you figure that out. But sometimes you put the word on yourself. How many know yourself have desires? And all them desires don't be to worship the Lord. Sometimes your flesh want to watch things it has no business watching. You know you ain't got no business watching no porn. But your flesh be desiring it. You have to put the word on your flesh. Nah, we ain't going to watch that. David said, I will guard my eyes. I'm not going to watch that. Oh, Lord, I'm seeing pictures in my mind. Mind, stop it. I'm not gonna think about that. The Bible says I can cast down imaginations. I'm not going to think about that. I'm not going to watch that. I'm not going to listen to that. The Bible says we have to bring our flesh under subject. This is what strong folk do. But weak folk, you know what? Let me go ahead and watch some porn. God will forgive me. No, you just go ahead and do what your flesh wanted to do. No, but it comes a time in your life, young folk, you got to fight. You just can't sit there and keep getting beat up. You got to switch positions and fight. I have been beat up before. It is not something I brag about. And some of you have been beat up before. You don't want to talk about it. But when you become a fighter, you talk about them victories. Am I right about it? It's time for some of us to get some victories on that resume. But in order for you to get some victories on your resume, you're going to have to fight. Lord, you're going to have to practice what I'm preaching. You're going to have to get in there and earn them stripes. How many know soldiers got stripes? Man, you got to earn them stripes. You have to be a good soldier, the Bible says. And some of us, we in the battle, but you ain't got no scrapes. You ain't got no marks on your knees. You ain't got no cuts, no Band-Aids. What's going on? Are you fighting? Or are you sitting there letting your situation get the best of you? You got to fight. I said, look at somebody, I said, you got to fight. You want that job, you're going to have to fight for that job. You want that house, you're going to have to be valiant and fight for that house. You want better, you want bigger, you want happy, you want good. It just ain't going to come and knock on the door. You're going to have to fight for it. The Bible says the kingdom of heaven, young folks, suffers violence. But the violent, we take it by. We got to take it. You got to fight. You got to be valiant. You got to get your prayer life back and realize that if you are not going to faint the way you fainted last time, you're going to have to fight in prayer. You're going to have to fight when it comes to being secure in your own self. You don't have to run with everybody. You don't have to be approved by everybody or validated by everybody. Sometimes you have to fight to encourage yourself and be secure when you are alone. That's when I got self-assurance in myself. I learned how to carry myself when I was by myself. But see, when you around folk, young folk, you can be whoever they want you to be to make them happy. But when you become valiant, you fight against those different emotional things that attack you. What they think, it's a level you can get to where you don't care what they think. That's another level. You love folk, but I don't care what they think. I don't care what they think. That's fine. They have the right to have that opinion. That's their right. But that's a level some of us got to get to. You got to fight to get to that level and not be so concerned about what everybody think about you. Let me tell you a quick secret. Everybody ain't going to agree and everybody ain't going to like you in life. I don't care how sweet you are, how much you are blessing the folk. It's just some people, that's just it. But you got to fight to get to that level. And one thing I've learned as I get ready to go to my last point, listen to me and look at me. There are some things in life, young folk, they are worth fighting for. They're worth fighting for. You marry somebody, you done made these vows and all that, and y'all get in one little argument, and you tell me, I'm out the door. No, that's worth fighting for. That's worth fighting for. Girl, you know how much money I done put in you? That's worth fighting for. So much so, a sinner said, it's cheaper. That's what one sinner said. It's some truth in that. Y'all learn that as y'all grow. Y'all learn that as y'all grow. They got laws now. She get half. No, you just, let work through this. They're going to work through this. But it's some things, young folk, as you grow, it's just worth fighting for. Whether it's a relationship, your peace of mind, certain things in life that God does for you, it's worth fighting for. You just don't lay down and let your friends or yourself mess you up. Last point, last necessity. Y'all learning? Let's go to 1 Timothy. I mentioned this one a few minutes ago, but let's look at it. 1 Timothy 6 and 12. Necessities to becoming a valiant faith walker. 1 Timothy 6 and 12 in part says, fight the good fight of faith. Help me, fight the good fight of faith. So if we're going to be valiant, we got to fight a good fight. Got to be genuine. If you don't know how to fight, start where you at. Start where you at. Just be, Lord, help me. And then once you learn how to fight, the good fight means you're going to fight properly. If you know how to pray, pray right every time. Fight your way. Get that prayer through. Fight the good fight of faith. Things in life are bigger than us. Some things are beyond us, but we still need to fight it. Right? I want you to follow me and look at this one example of a valiant man as I conclude. 1 Chronicles 11 is two verses, but it's very graphic. And look at how well this man fought. And I want you, as I read it, young people, to start seeing yourself being just as violent as this man when it comes to the battles you face in life, when it comes to the things you desire to possess in life. I want you to remember this man right here. Y'all ready? All right, follow me. 1 Chronicles 11, 22. Benaiah was the son of Joadiah, the son of a, help me, valiant man from Kabezel, who had done many deeds. Are y'all with me? He had killed two lion-like heroes of Moab. This man was a savage. He was a killer. He was a soldier. He also had gone down and killed a lion in the midst of a pit on a snowy day. You know how difficult that had to be with the ground being frozen, slippery, cold, and in a pit where he didn't have enough room to really maneuver, but he still prevailed. It continues in 23. And he killed an Egyptian. And most Egyptians, they were trained on how to fight. A man of great height, 5 cubits tall. If you convert cubits to our day and time, this man was 7'5". Shaq is 7'1". Yao Ming is 7'6". So this man killed an Egyptian that was about the height of Yao Ming. Y'all remember Yao Ming? Google him. 7'6". I'm 6'3". So another foot and 3 inches. Look at this. In the Egyptian's hand, there was a spear like a weaver's beam. And it went down to him with a staff. So he had over a 7-foot spear. He wrestled the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and killed him with his own spear. That's a bad boy right there. That boy was raw. He was a valiant man. He was a good fighter. But look at this, young people. How many remember names are important? I got 2 minutes. Benaiah's name means Yahweh has built up. Yahweh has what? So the only way he could defeat his adversary is that the Lord had what? Built him up. In the book of Jude, the Bible teaches how we can build ourselves up in our most holy faith by praying in the Holy Spirit. So we become valiant young people, as I conclude, through prayer and allowing the Holy Spirit to build us up. How do you deal and defeat and overcome that sexual pressure? Get the praying in the Holy Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit to build you up. Well, how do I possess what I don't have the finances to possess? Allow the Holy Spirit to build you up. And then he's going to direct you into all truth. Because that's what the Holy Spirit came to do, right? I got to allow him to build me up. I got to pray in the Holy Spirit. And no matter what comes against me, if it's like this Egyptian, if it's like the Moab man that had a lion heart, if it's like the lion in the pit, I can defeat it. The lion also not only has to do with being strong, but it also is symbolic of demonic oppression or demonic warfare. Remember, our adversary walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. So this man had a Moab who had a lion heart, and he defeated a lion in the pit. Demonic warfare, but he won. And some of you, guess what you have in your young age? Demonic warfare. You battling with homosexuality, that's demonic warfare. You rebellious against your parents, that's demonic warfare. Rebellion, the Bible says, is as the sin of witchcraft. So young folk,
Yeah. You gotta allow the Holy Spirit to pray through you.
You say you're searching for happiness, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you're trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go.
Show,
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 this the way to go.
Show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go. Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.